This is the World Fusion Ensemble Steve Werner music from Scranton, recorded here at the WVIA studios, setting the tone for this celebration of the creative life of our region, art made here. The Bhakti Collective is another example of talent from our area. They tell us, as an artist collective, Bhakti's goal is to create one-of-a-kind pieces that are useful, beautiful, and inspiring. All their items are original patterns that have been created or amended to maximize functional and aesthetic use. Our studio is an environment with lots and lots of natural light that allows us easy access to raw inspiration from the countryside of Pennsylvania. Many of our pieces use unique materials, and our favorites include wood, yarn, wire, fabric, paper, and other unexpected materials that might be transformed into art. At the Bhakti Collective, artists are energized by the great outdoors, music, fine arts, sculpture, design, yoga, sustainability, and inventing. The value of these elements becomes the inherent character of finished pieces. The Bhakti Collective is named for a specific yoga practice, the yoga of love and devotion, where good intentions are cultivated and given freely. Bhakti has been called love for love's sake, which is our goal in creating art, appreciating art, and sharing love. That from the website for the Bhakti Collective of Northeastern Pennsylvania. The Bhakti Collective will be one of more than 130 artists, artisans, entrepreneurs, and others who will surround Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton for the annual Arts on the Square event this Saturday, July 30th, from noon to 8 p.m. We had a visit from Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of the Office of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna County, Kristen Powers, Director of Scranton Made, Melissa Carestia of the AFA Gallery, and Megan Bassamato of On and On. And they came to fill us in about Arts on the Square. Maureen McGuigan on the way it all began.
As a lot of things start, it starts with conversations on what's working, how can we do better, and again, sort of marrying that idea of art and economy and revitalization in Lackawanna County, in Scranton. So a few years ago at a meeting, we kind of were brainstorming, what can we do? I mean, nothing's easy, but having a festival was an easier way to kind of generate some interest in getting people downtown, working with our diverse organizations, small businesses, artists. So Scranton Made at that time was evolving into a PR and event planning and marketing firm, and they have a skill set and the resources to do that, to coordinate all that. And the county has sort of logistical and having an arts office, we're kind of the leader that works with anything. So that came together, and through that we've just keep adding partners every year. So the goal was really to kind of celebrate Lackawanna County and the uniqueness. Courthouse Square is absolutely beautiful. It's got that European vibe, and I would say now it's become a branded regular thing that people look forward to, that it's becoming known, and oh, hey, you're going to Arts on the Square. The vendor list gets bigger every year. There's waiting lists. I'm thrilled that Megan Passamato from On and On is here and Melissa Carestia from AFA, because in addition to the wonderful vendors, there's also a lot of activities. So you can make a day out of it. We hope that you shop, but come around and experience the arts. You know, there's galleries, interactive things. So really, I just think it's turning into a really premier professional regional festival.
And Kristen, you had some feeling that the arts and this area were going to take off and that you wanted to be a catalyst for that or in that process.
For sure. Scranton Made wanted to be a leader to inspire the artists and the small business owners that they can make their craft and also make a living selling their craft. And like Maureen said, we really just wanted to celebrate the arts, the music, and all local business in downtown Scranton and the surrounding area in Lackawanna County. This year really blew us away, I think because of our last holiday market being at the Steamtown Mall. It got us more recognition. But like Maureen said, there's a waiting list. We had to turn many people down. And the past 3 years, we've had just over 100 vendors. Now, this year, we have 133 vendors, so we are jam-packed.
And that's part of the mission at the county, as always, is providing that access, accessible, making it easier and comfortable for people to come out. So there's music, so if you just want to listen to some bands, and we even have a little comedy city this year. There's dance. There's going to be a dance flash mob.
It's International Dance Day, and Scrantic Civic Ballet is putting it together. There's a dance online that anyone can learn, and as long as you show up on Linden Street at 1 p.m., you could be a part of this flash mob, which is everyone learns the same dance.
And then you kind of appear and do it. This one is a little bit more scheduled. A lot of times flash mobs are when you suddenly see this choreographed thing in a mall or something. But we're excited about that because I love that dance is being highlighted at this event. Because I believe, is Civic going to perform then after? Yeah, I think
yes.
They'll do some performing. So that's what I really love about this event is it's not one thing. It's a huge kind of multidisciplinary arts experience. Oh, and this is really unique. We want to involve our great local restaurant scene. So we have a pop-up restaurant on North Washington Lawn. So they'll be serving food. People can relax. There's been a lot of conversations at other meetings about celebrating what makes Northeastern Pennsylvania special. And one of them is food. And we have a lot of farms. We have a lot of ethnic heritage. So I think we're also celebrating that with this farmer's market as well on North Washington Avenue.
Yeah, the cafe will have Electric City Roasting, Terra Preta, The Soup Chick, and Harvest Catering.
So I think it's just creating that experience. That's so important in today's world. People want a unique, authentic experience. And I think by pulling all of these great people and resources in our community, we can create something really unique.
We talk about partnerships. Melissa, AFA has been instrumental in the revitalization through the arts in Scranton, in the establishment of First Friday, for example.
Well, absolutely. AFA is celebrating its 28th year as an organization this year, so I'm really excited. I've so cutely dubbed it a gallery on the square, so I want to bring the gallery experience to the people at Arts on the Square. You know, First Friday after First Friday, I still meet people who are like, I've never been in an art gallery before. How long have you guys been here? What is this? This is great. So trying to bring that out to kind of a new demographic that they may not wander over to Lackawanna Avenue to come into our space, so to bring our space to them. And it's servicing our members as well. I have about 15 different artists from our gallery that's going to show work on the square with us. So I'm really excited.
I just want to jump in there for one second. I think that's also part of it. We hope that people who have a great experience will then go to the AFA Gallery. That's one of the reasons we bring the Everhart, the library, and the cultural center down every year. They always do a really cool interactive collaborative project. This year they're focusing on fairy tales to kind of match the wonderful exhibit that's at the Everhart now, Wolves, Spinning Wheels, and Magic Mirrors, that focuses on fairy tales. So I think we want people to have an experience at the event, and hopefully some of them will go now explore some of the shops, the AFA Gallery, and some of our other arts institutions.
This is an anniversary for you, Megan.
This August, First Friday, will be our one-year anniversary, so it's our first birthday. And we're AFA's neighbor, on and on. And so they've been a tremendous neighbor. Everybody knows to go there. It's helped us so much on First Friday because everybody goes to AFA on First Friday. Then they come to On and On. So what we're doing, the same thing, sort of the same thing that AFA is doing, because we will be a vendor on the square as well. So we're taking On and On one block over to the square and kind of a little sampling of our handmade repurposed wares.
Is that something you started doing yourself and then you've taken it to the next level?
Yeah, I started making repurposed home goods and purses probably about 8 years ago as a side business. And I always wanted a shop. I knew I couldn't do it on my own. So we came up with the idea to have a marketplace where we gave other people a start. You know, they could have a shop in downtown Scranton, but we would work it for them and everything else. So it's people with similar tastes, but, you know, have a whole different mixture, a different marketplace there.
Tell us about the name On and On.
My partner and I, Andrew, were on a road trip and we were coming up with this idea. And what we do is we repurpose things. We do vintage and we repurpose. So it's giving it a new life. So it goes on and on and on.
And this is a vote of confidence on your part in the future of the city.
Yes, without a doubt. We're doing it for promotion, to support it, and to just say Scranton's such a fun place, vibrant place.
You mentioned an array of music at Arts on the Square.
We have the Dishonest Fiddlers, the Bog Swing Group, Group Azona, Hickory Project, Young Virgo, Nastronaut, Das Black Milk, Science Queen, Spur, Pity Party, and Estacota.
Well, and this year, the Group Azona is a wonderful Latin band, And we have them because we're also trying to celebrate diversity in our community. And you know, it's such a rich area of different ethnic groups. And they're a really fun crowd pleaser. So I'm glad to see that they're included. They do sort of cumbia and some South American music. So that's something I hope to grow and see, you know, more of our diverse populations coming out for the festival and participating in them.
And you always pay attention to the little ones.
It's really important to do an all-ages event, and the young people are our future art supporters, so we do want to make it family-friendly, and I mentioned the fairy tale, the interactive activities will definitely be for young ones, and then I think there's a couple others that Kristen...
Yeah, we have community partners that really stepped it up this year, bringing interactive activities for all ages. Wayne Bank is doing a make-your-own-paper airplane and going to do contests of flying them. And DX Dempsey is doing an interactive mural with balloons and paint, and there'll be a hidden message at the end of that. Artworks is doing a Scranton architecture-themed based mural, and then the Hexagon Project will be there as well. We have candles and soap, dog treats, dog bows, children's bows, tutus.
There's some fine art, too.
Lots of fine art,
yeah. Painting, photography, so that's what's nice. Jewelry, of course.
Illustration. The list goes on and on. Really, of any art that you could think of, it will be represented
there.
Is
the winery back?
Or yeah, wine, mead, honey, popcorn, baklava, produce, a bakery. We've got it all.
Megan and Melissa, have you been partakers as well as participants at Arts on the Square in years past?
2 years ago, I wandered around. 1 year ago, I was in it. So this is my second year in Arts on the Square. Yeah, after I wandered around the first year, I knew I wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, the same thing. 2 years ago, I went down. I did some Christmas shopping, actually. I got to experience it. It was really great. And then we were fortunate enough to have a space last year, too. So we got to show some of our member artwork, and it was good.
And I think that's a testimony to the event. Certainly, it takes a lot of people to make this happen. But I think it's very good, so people want to then be a part of it. That's why the list keeps growing, and we hope to see that expand. And again, the goal always, we hope people will meet some businesses or some organizations and want to come back down to Scranton and explore the county. We hope, you know, there's a lot of things happening all around.
The Scranton Fringe Festival is going to be hosting the official after event, which is going to be the Scranton Story Slam this year. The Fringe Festival officially took it over under our umbrella. A story slam is a 5-minute, all true, no notes story. The theme is going to be growing pains, which is going to be very appropriate for the Fringe's first Scranton Story Slam. We have a few different storytellers lined up, including Mark Sioka of AFA Gallery. They're going to go up, tell their stories. There's going to be a judge. There's going to be a trophy, the coveted trophy. It's going to be at the Hilton, and you can actually buy your seats in advance.
I'm so glad she brought that up because I love that. Again, that's an extension of taking an event, but then, you know, sustaining the evening and keeping people downtown. So I love when that happens. I think that's a good partnership. And the Fringe has certainly become one of our leaders and one of our newer groups creating events to get people out. So I hope people will do that after the festival is over.
And the event has continued to grow in terms of attendance over the years?
Definitely, for sure. We're hoping this year we have over 3,000, which would be more than last year.
Of course, everything's weather dependent, but the neat thing about NEPA people, as we call them, they're very hardy. So even in years where we've not had such perfect weather, more for the holiday event, we still see the support. And that's what I love. There's a real shop local movement, and we hope that can grow, and we hope to keep inviting people who maybe didn't know about it. That was one of the nice things about doing the holiday market in what's now called the marketplace at Steamtown, the mall, was that was a space that people were comfortable with. So we saw a whole new audience. So we're hoping that some of that audience will come to Arts on the Square. Or maybe there'll be some newcomers who will then explore. People feel good when they buy local and they support their local artists. So that's a trend we really want to support and see grow.
Where should we go to learn more?
You can go to scrantonmade.com.
They're also on Facebook. That's the best, the two places to find out the information. And leading up, Scranton Made does a great job at promoting it through social media. They create a real buzz. That's what I like, too. It's so important to make people want to be part of something. So it's not just an event you're going to, you're part of a community, almost like a movement. So I think that's important too. And then that helps people be proud of their area and want to support it.
Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of the Office of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna County, Kristen Powers, Director of Scranton Made, Melissa Carestia of the AFA Gallery, and Megan Passamato of On and On, speaking with us about the annual Arts on the Square event this Saturday, July 30th, from noon to 8 on Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton. More than 130 artists, artisans, entrepreneurs, and others surrounding Courthouse Square. Music by groups like Hickory Project. Annual Arts on the Square event, Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton, this Saturday, July 30th, noon to 8 p.m. A range of artists, artisans, entrepreneurs, and others, music, activities for young children, and all kinds of food experiences for anyone who would like to join them. That's Saturday, July 30th from noon to 8. If you need to check for more information, ScrantonMade.com is the key phrase. Hickory Project and more at Arts on the Square in downtown Scranton around Courthouse Square, Saturday, July 30th, noon to 8 p.m. For more information on the web, ScrantonMade.com, ScrantonMade.com.